This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Although the part was played by Denzel Washington originally, Liam Neeson truly is a man on fire ever since his wife died in a tragic skiing accident. He's selected almost entirely movies where he plays somebody who has a drinking problem and a depressing past and goes on a warpath. Of course, there have been a couple exceptions, the Lego Movie and The Dark Knight Rises, where he makes cameos, but the movies starring him have almost entirely been something along the lines of Dirty Harry or Charles Bronson, sort of a mad as hell and not going to take it ex-cop type scenario, which A Walk Among the Tombstones is not exactly, although billed as a logical sequel to Nonstop, the fun-loving airplane hijacking snakes on a plane, except those snakes are messing with Liam Neeson movie from about 6 months ago. A Walk Among the Tombstones is something much darker, much slower, and ultimately more depressing. The Northern Irishman this time finds himself slowly going through in a world that's turning digital, and perhaps for Neeson this is a world that will become unmanageable ultimately. But the movie takes place in New York in 1999, pre-Twin Towers, a time when Neeson and the film's sidekick, ultimately it's a buddy movie, a homeless teenager named TJ who's helps Neeson navigate a Yahoo site. And he makes most of his calls from payphones. And as somebody who lived in New York in 99 and made all of his calls on payphones, I can tell you, it's a much different world than visiting New York with a cell phone. The experience of walking around and seeing people in places without a cell phone at your disposal is dramatically different than the world of walking around with a cell phone. You just don't see as much. And a movie like Walk Among the Tombstones wouldn't make sense in 2014 because you'd have to look at buildings and people in too many scenes, and that just doesn't happen anymore. So what we have is a Sam Spade, Mickey Spillane, old private investigator movie that moves slow and goes darker and darker into the shadows, ultimately ending up with a hammer in the head of the bad guy. Spoiler alert.